Task 20.
You are going to hear an American woman talking about her homeland and the people living there. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the statements below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, mark the statements 1 to 9, true, T, or false, F, in the space provided. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the statements now.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I lived there 28 years before I moved to Philadelphia. So what are people from the Midwest like? Well, the Midwest covers a very large area. It's from Ohio, which is the eastern boundary, almost to the Rocky Mountains, as far north as Canada and as far south as Oklahoma or Texas. I would consider that whole area the Midwest. People from the Midwest are straightforward Americans. That they're about as plain, middle-of-the-road people as you can get. Generally, they have an average education. I would say at least 50% have been to college, but I would not say that a large number go beyond a bachelor's degree. I guess a typical Midwesterner is a farmer, or somebody who lives in a suburban or rural area. There aren't that many big cities in the Midwest. Chicago and St. Louis are probably the two largest. There are a few other cities like Columbus and Cleveland and Indianapolis, which of course are smaller cities. So most of the people are either rural or suburban. People in the Midwest are afraid of cities, large cities, for the most part. They find them too confusing, too dirty, too frightening. As I said, Midwesterners are very straightforward people. They basically tell you what's on their mind. They don't, not people to beat around the bush. They're generally friendly, although it takes a while to become good friends with one. If you're in trouble, they'll help you out in a pinch. But it takes a little while to really cultivate a friendship. But once you do have a friendship cultivated, it's something that will last, because I think people from the Midwest are very sincere. Politically speaking, they're conservative. Not very reluctant to try things that are new. They'd rather stay with the more traditional. And as I say, very reluctant to change. I do think that's true about Midwesterners. In terms of their hobbies, people like to do things having to do with the house. A lot of people have gardens. They have a lot of crafts and domestic skills, such as sewing and cooking and canning, baking their own bread. These things are very traditionally Midwestern. Men do a lot of work on their own cars. Again, things really having to do with domestic and the house. State fairs are really big in the Midwest. These happen every year in the summer in the capital cities. And there are people can go and take a look at the cows and the pigs and the biggest tomato that was grown or the biggest potato. And this really draws your typical Midwesterner. Again, somebody very suburban or rural, sort of straight down the middle of the road kind of a person, straightforward, and very domestically oriented.